Radio Free Readout begins in 5, 4, 3, 2.
To the John Jacob Schmidt Show here at Radio Free Redoubt, the voice of the American Redoubt and the voice of resistance against everything that has declared war on our heritage, our traditional Christian values. And the American Redoubt is the safe haven and fallback position. It is the bastion and stronghold of conservative, patriot-minded people that are strategically relocating to the inland Pacific Northwest, specifically Idaho, Montana, Wyoming, and eastern Oregon and eastern Washington. That's the conservative stronghold. And, of course, it used to be called eastern Washington. Now it's Liberty State. We're going to have details or more details about the Stevens County presentation, the resolution that they've been presented. I've got lots to talk about here, but we want to help shed the light of truth on lies. We want to counter the leftist propaganda. We want to inform you and encourage you and inspire you, hopefully to motivate you to action in this fight to preserve liberty and our heritage. And we also are huge promoters of self-reliance, resiliency. Well, one of the things that we are very strong proponents of in the along the lines of self-reliance is preparedness. Preparedness to – what's the Boy Scout motto? Be prepared, right? The Royal Ranger motto, be ready. Be ready for anything. Ready to work, play, serve, obey, worship, live, etc., right? So – we need to be ready. Now, we know we live in a volatile world. We know we've seen natural disasters take place around the world on a regular basis. It's a very simple thing to just be prepared. We've got a lot of experts warning us of the volatility of our economic system, how fragile it is, that at some point we can expect things to come to a head as far as what they call market corrections, which really means it's a collapse of our economic system. We're seeing real-world examples of that right now just in Venezuela, and we've seen it elsewhere around the world. So when experts, when financial experts are saying we should be prepared to weather the storm, we've got to ask, what does that mean? And what type of what are the effects that we want to prepare for? Now, we have a nationwide disaster preparedness exercise coming up through AMRON, the American Redoubt Radio Operators Network, which is a nationwide and beyond network, operators in Canada and elsewhere. But this weekend is a training exercise on the air, especially if you have – this is specifically going to be an HF or high-frequency communications training exercise. It's called Rabid Rudolph, and it is the predecessor, kind of a pre-T-Rex training exercise that's going to take place, simulating a grid-down, nationwide grid-down situation where we're required to use unconventional communications. In this case, mostly ham radio for this exercise. It will be simulating a grid-up, so the conventional communications are still in place, but we're also sharing information over amateur radio. T-Rex on July 20th through the 22nd simulates a nationwide disaster where unconventional communications are required for sharing information, for getting informed and informing others. So this weekend, starting tomorrow, you can go to amron.com and click on it's about the fifth, I think the fifth posting down there. Look for Rabid Rudolph, and it is a contagion type of scenario. These are scenario-based exercises. So we'll be taken to the airwaves, and we've got nature kind of contributing, throwing in, bringing Murphy into play here. We just got an alert, and somebody asked me about this. Yesterday I got this alert of a geomagnetic storm with a K index of 6 Now, someone said, hey, you know, are you seeing this? And we're hearing the solar flare, and this solar flare energy is headed toward Earth. It's going to hit us within the next day or two. Well, of course, because we're having a training exercise. Naturally, something's going to happen to disrupt our on-air communications, just like real world. Well, that makes us better radio operators, right? But you can tune in if you've got a shortwave radio, and it has to have single sideband capabilities, and all the frequencies are there. For voice, it's going to be lower sideband, and for digital communications, it's going to be upper sideband. But you need to know how to stay informed in case of an emergency situation. This commercial radio you're listening to right now, unless you're listening to the podcast version of this, which is internet-based, may not always be there. So how can you stay informed and inform others? We need unconventional communications. So back to this this space weather alert that we received. I've got several folks that have contacted me saying, have you seen this? What does this mean? Are you tracking anything? Well, what this means is the same thing it means every time this happens, which is at least, well, sometimes it comes in waves. Sometimes every other week we're getting one of these solar flares. Sometimes, actually, it's been a while since we've had a G2, which is it's moderate. It's a K6 index. And so what does that mean? Well, according to Space Weather, the alert that I got, the potential impacts are areas of impact primarily poleward of 55 degrees geomagnetic latitude. So basically, mostly everything north of 55 degrees. We are right here about between 48 and 49 degrees. It's going to cause induced currents, possibly. Power grid fluctuations can occur. High altitude power systems may experience voltage alarms. Spacecraft. Satellite orientation irregularities may occur. Increased drag on low Earth orbit satellites is possible, which means you're going to have to remotely correct them. Radio for HF, that's high frequency. Also, what most of you probably are familiar with is a shortwave radio. HF radio propagation can fade at higher latitudes. And that's what's happening. We've had training exercises just this week. The regularly scheduled AMRON nets took place. And we noticed that our bands were fading kind of in and out. That's going to get worse, where you can be listening to a guy just booming in and you're getting a full copy. And all of a sudden he just fades away and gets weaker and weaker and just vanishes. And 20 minutes, he might come back in strong again. That's the typical effects that we see with these solar flares. We'll have an alert system. If anything dangerous comes along, you know, like the EMP type of an effect, we'll definitely put, you're going to get all kinds of stuff popping up on Drudge Report and on AMRON and everywhere else. So don't worry about that. But one thing we did get to see last night was the aurora. And according to this, it says the aurora may be seen as low as New York to Wisconsin to Washington State. Got to see a little bit of that. And some folks sent some pictures of the aurora that they got to see. It's the Northern Lights. It really looked bright looking up north. The mountains to the north were just very silhouetted because it was so bright up there. But that's all it means, folks. It's not a big deal. This happens all the time, solar flare stuff. A real serious solar flare, it's going to come on way quicker than a couple days, but it will give us enough time to put the word out so you can stow stuff away in Faraday, kind of like we were talking about last week with the possibility of Russia and the United States flinging missiles back and forth. Fortunately, thank God, we were given more borrowed time. And that conflict, what one retired Russian general called inevitable nuclear war with the United States, has been staved off for now. That's not anything to take lightly. We know as Christians that the scripture does say that there will be a showdown at some point in the future, and it's going to have catastrophic effects. So we don't know when that's going to happen, but we thank the Lord for the beautiful sunny day and the day of peace that we're living in right now. But in the meantime, we are going to continue this fight for liberty here in our own country and in this part of the country. I got this listener letter last week, somebody saying that they're starting to see Liberty flags flying. And this is really exciting. And if you guys don't have your own Liberty State flag by now, go to libertystate.org. If you live in Washington State, help donate, help support it. Fly your flag on your vehicle and in your place of business and your home. This is really important. This momentum is really building up. Now, I also mentioned, I'm going to give you a little Liberty State update here. Last week, it was very exciting to report that the Stevens County Commissioners were presented with a resolution that they were very excited about. In fact, they wanted to add more to it in the form of an addendum. But that's not how it was reported by our Statesman Examiner up there in Colville. They basically gave the story a big yawn, boring, and it was not exactly accurate in several places. Stevens County Commissioners consider resolution supporting the 51st State Division. Well, this reporter, who apparently, after a little bit of follow-up, is on her way out. So it's probably a good thing. They need to get somebody that's a little more enthusiastic about the stories that they're covering. It starts off with Renee Holiday met with Stevens County Commissioners Tuesday to discuss splitting Washington into two separate states at the Cascade Mountains. The proposed 51st state, which encompasses the eastern half of Washington, would be named Liberty. Okay. She didn't take the time to interview this Renee Holiday. Who is Renee Holiday? Well, she is actually the county captain for the committee for Liberty State in that county. There are committees that are forming all across Liberty State, formerly known as Eastern Washington. This affects all of you in this listening audience, especially those of you in Washington, which is the bulk of you right now listening on the radio. These presentations are taking place. You want to check libertystate.org to get behind that and support it. But they made it sound like some woman just shows up and says, hey, I want you to support splitting this state. Well, what they didn't report was that she actually represents dozens of people within that county that are on board and have vowed to be part of the committee, the expanding committee, it's growing, to be able to work with the county commissioners in this process. And they are on board. They're excited about it. Of course, they got lots of questions, which is good. So, you know, says she asked the commissioners to sign a resolution to be sent. Now, she didn't just walk in there by herself and say, here, sign this. This is something they had a heads up on. This is something that she didn't ask for them to sign right away. I was there and it was presented so that they could review it. And so that in 2 weeks from then when they're ready and their questions are answered, then they could sign it. But she didn't just walk in and slap this thing down saying, will you sign this? So these are happening all over the place across Washington, Eastern Washington, or Liberty State. And of course, later on in the article, she says, this was read to me, so I'm paraphrasing from memory here. There were only supporters at the meeting, basically, because the commissioners didn't update their agenda. To assume that there would have been strong opposition if they would have done their job, right? Because there was standing room only. There was no place. All the chairs were full, and there were literally people standing up in the back. Oh, maybe they brought more chairs in, but it was packed. It's very exciting. But see, it's also not true. It's very disingenuous the way this was reported, that the only reason why it was only supporters there is because the commissioners didn't update their agenda. The truth of it is that the opposition, when there's a small handful of those who do not like it because of the Christian overtones. They're saying this is going to turn into a Christian caliphate, a little Christian fiefdom, you know, where homosexuals will be oppressed and all this other stuff. The scare tactics, right? Because they're going to realize the God haters are going to realize they are vastly outnumbered in Liberty State. They're going to be outvoted on the issues. And where they previously were in support of Liberty State, it finally occurred to them they're going to be heavily outnumbered by mostly Christian, conservative-minded people. And that's the voting demographic. So now they're fighting it. And I was reported to me by several people that these folks that are opposed to Liberty State were fully aware of this presentation of the county resolution. In fact, they were saying, we all need to be there. We need to represent. We need to show up. And everybody with their fists in the air, yeah, we're going to be there. We're going to were going to show opposition to Liberty State. Well, they didn't show up. So this is false reporting that it was the commissioners who didn't update their agenda is the only reason why any opposition didn't show up. They were all fully aware of this event. They chose not to show up. But we do have that the adversaries are on the move in the American Redoubt. I've got a story when we come back in North Idaho. North Idaho, Antifa or Indivisible, they are celebrating something that's gone up over in Idaho, Post Falls to be specific, and I'll talk about that in just a minute. So stay right there, Patriots. The fights, hopefully you're in the fight. Hopefully you're figuring out who to vote for. That's going to be really important. The primaries is going to make or break us. So no whining when we go down the drain because we've got leftist so-called Republicans in these positions that are selling us out, leaving you dismayed. When you thought you did your job in November, you didn't do your part in May or in June or whenever your primaries are, wherever you live. So more on that when we come back here at Radio Free Redoubt.
This is Matt Shea with your daily news commentary, the way I see it. The 51st state, Liberty State. There are a lot of myths going around, and one of them is that it's not popular. Born of ignorance and only a bunch of hicks support the move to split a state. Well, that's funny, because polls with over 10,000 responses, including KXLY, not known as a bastion of conservatism, showed an average of 74% in support. Crosscut, a socialist-leaning publication, said the movement is born of ignorance. They claim that us hicks actually do share the same values, culture, traditions, and heritage as downtown Seattle. Really? We believe the Constitution means what it says, and the Bible is the word of God. We believe in the sanctity of life, liberty, property, and the ability to defend the same. Time and again, Seattle has rejected and repudiated those ideas. The truth is, we are already two states, and the fact they have to ridicule such a popular idea proves it. At least, that's the way I see it. This is Matt Shea. Thank you for listening. Paid for by the Committee to Elect Matt Shea Republic.
When you get right down to it, nothing good has ever come from any government that promises to be all things to all people. This is especially true when it comes to our safety and well-being. Sometimes I cringe at the nanny state mentality of the globalists, socialists, and otherwise anti-Americanists who think they know better than ourselves just what's good for us. That brings to mind another great quote from the late President Ronald Reagan when he said, "I don't believe in a government that protects us from ourselves." They've forgotten the warnings of our founding fathers and so many others who have gone before us, who have warned us that it's not ourselves we need protection from, it's the government itself. And why shouldn't we listen to those voices? I mean, how could 400 million dead citizens worldwide in the past 120 years be wrong? I'm Violet Sabo, with points to ponder, words to live by, and ideals which define us.
Hey everyone, this is Glenn Tate checking in from Occupied Territory, wishing I was in the American Redoubt right now. You're tuned in to the voice of the American Redoubt.
I want to thank our sponsors from the last segment, Works Holsters, W-E-R-K-Z, Works Holsters, Works LLC. They are right here in the American Redoubt making custom holsters with a lifetime guarantee. Check them out at works.com. Okay, and then also I want to thank our sponsors for this segment, segment two, which is Riverfront Suites, and it is springtime. It's beautiful. Now would be the beautiful time to go down to St. Mary's right there on the St. Joe River, the south end of Coeur d'Alene Lake. If you just need a little place to get away, or if you need a place to hang out while you're looking for property, while you're strategically looking for property to relocate to somewhere in the American Redoubt, check them out at riverfrontsuites.com. Okay, now Glenn Tate was just saying he wishes he was in the American Redoubt. Well, his wish is going to come true. He's going to be in the American Redoubt. He's on a book tour with the, you know, he's one of our longtime sponsors of Radio Free Redoubt, the Sunday night podcast. and he's the author of the 299 Days book series. Well, he is going to be – he's on speaking tour with Shelby Gallagher with her new book. We interviewed her a couple of weeks ago. They are going to be at the V-Twin Brewery on Saturday, May 12th, from 1 p.m. to 3 p.m., V-Twin Brewing on Argon in the Spokane Valley. And we will make sure that you've got all the information that you need there. If you'd like to go, and I will be there if you want to. I'd love to be able to meet and shake some of your hands as well. And Glenn Tate and Shelby Gallagher will both be there as well. Okay, now, man, where do we leave off? There's just a lot going on. Okay, Idaho. Talking about the opposition to freedom, the opposition, the communists, really, they're on the move. And somebody sent me something from Indivisible North Idaho, very strong communist leanings, Indivisible, Resist, all these organizations, very strong communist ties, funded largely by George Soros. We found multiple ties to his organizations supporting these groups. Well, Indivisible, North Idaho, communists in the American Redoubt. Can you believe it? Well, one day there's coming a time when things are just going to go to blows and things are going to come to a head. And then communists are going to be dealt with in the way that communists should be dealt with. But until then, we have to, you know, be nice. But there's a billboard on Spokane Street, in between 3rd Street and 4th Street, on Spokane Street in Post Falls. I saw a picture of this, and it was not real good quality. It was like a picture of a computer screen. So I took a ride over to Post Falls and had to take a picture of it for myself, and here it is. And this billboard says, Congressman Raul Labrador has received $14,813 from the NRA. Enough is enough, the billboard says. This is paid for by the Survivors Empowered. Paid for by Action Fund to Survivors Empowered. Now, this is, there's more here. They're talking about the NRA fund, this small writing here. The source of this information is from on the billboard, cites their source for this information about what the NRA is paid for. The Center for Responsive Politics. The Center for Responsive Politics. It just smells, it smacks of Soros. I mean, it's the name of the organization. But they're saying, no, this is all just strictly survivors. Not survivors of what? Survivors of mass shootings. Enough is enough. Congressman Raul Labrador has received $14,813 from the NRA. Gigantuous billboard being celebrated by Indivisible of North Idaho, a communist organization, hardcore, left-wing, extremist organization. It's been tied to violence and riots across the country in the last couple of months, or couple of years, rather. So are we going to stand for this? Well, I'll tell you what. I mean, you know, first of all, I mean, my first inclination was to spray paint paid for by communists across the billboard, or to tear it down. The NRA has taken such a huge hit. I used to be an NRA member. I was very frustrated with the NRA because they were trying to find middle ground and trying to compromise. And in my mind, in my estimation, the reason why we are losing so much ground is because we are compromising and we're past the point of compromising. I did not renew my NRA membership. But I have seen the National Rifle Association take such a huge beating because they are fighting relentlessly for our Second Amendment rights and for our heritage. They facilitate training of thousands and thousands and thousands of people across the country. They work very closely with law enforcement and with our youth, with our communities. And the NRA is not just a board of lawyers in Washington, D.C. in suits. The NRA is Americans, your neighbors, your left and your right. And to see how much of a hit that they've taken, and they're supporting candidates that are the type – Raul Labrador is a great – not perfect, but he is a great candidate for governor. He is especially considering the sellout leftist rhino Republican in name only governor that's on his way out in Idaho. Raul Labrador, I believe, is going to be the next governor of the Republic of Idaho. And I'm excited about that. But the leftist communists running, spending money on billboards, saying enough is enough of the NRA paying for these candidates. Well, right there's a pretty good litmus test for, you know, who you should or should not. Whoever they're spending the most money and whoever they're using the most resources to make sure isn't elected, that's pretty much who you should be voting for. They're exploiting survivors of shootings or family members of those killed in shootings. But see, it's not a black gun issue. It's a black heart issue. And these same leftist organizations are fighting equally as hard for you to be able to murder your child in its womb as they are to get guns off the streets. I'm going to join the NRA again on Monday. I went to the NRA membership page, and on Monday, I'm going to join them. Let me go and take a look at this just in the last few seconds that I have here. It's $40, and it includes a $2,500 no-cost firearms insurance policy and a monthly magazine. I think it's monthly. Your choice of an NRA member magazine. It's $40. You can pay for 2 years or 3 years, 5 years, and it's just cheaper. But I'm going to support the National Rifle Association again because of how what a strong attack that they've come under. And now we've got teachers. There's a story here in Georgia where a teacher instructed her students to write Congress demanding more gun control laws. Unbelievable. Anyway, join us tomorrow night, 8 p.m. for our weekly podcast at radiofreeredoubt.com. You have a blessed week. I am John Jacob Schmidt. My name is your name, too.